charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. So if you got something to say, you can hit us up toll-free, talk or text at 844-967-2789. My partner in crime right now, Maggie Dawn, corporate counsel, Milwaukee County, friend of the Devil's Advocates. She'll join us back in just one moment. But I also want to throw out there, let's just also remember, we talked about it briefly yesterday, Jimmy Raskin, he's on the January 6th panel, smart dude, super cool cat, was lamenting that they have a whole lot more evidence, a whole lot more than incitement here. And we're going to be laying out the evidence about all of the actors who were pivotal to what took place on January 6th. I think it is imperative that they do so efficiently and accurately and with some gusto. You got to keep everybody's attention. But I do believe that they're going to go. I mean, Trump's a big fish, right? He ordered the code red. He was dialed into everybody along the way. So even with the encrypted apps, there's only so many minutes in a day. And I fully believe that this committee and the investigators have gone through all the data, as much as they can possibly get through in over a year, almost a year and a half since this happened. And we will see that evidence on Thursday. I want to be at the Colin. Come down and join me once again, 844-967-2789. I believe we have Crudy. What's up, man? Welcome to the Devil's Advocates. How you doing?
Hey, man, I thought you were filibustering there for a minute. I want to speak to Maggie Dawn.
I don't want to speak to Maggie Dawn, too, but I see I'm just staring at a screen right now, so you're going to have to talk to me, man.
Oh, okay. Well, the question I would have for our mutual friend Maggie Dawn, what about the false Trump electors, right?
Yes.
What about the false Trump electors? Now, I understand she thinks the greater seditious conspiracy might be hard to prove. But what about the provable conspiracy to put false electors, fraudulent electors out there? If Dana Nessel in the state of Michigan, if she brings state charges, and here in the state of Wisconsin, the only ones to ever consider are, is it against campaign finance laws, the Wisconsin Elections Commission? Well, come on, man, I'm going to be heartbroken.
Oh, don't be heartbroken, Crudy. Take pride, man, and understand that this will happen, right? They're going to go after all of it, man. I mean, the false electors, the DOJ specifically has impaneled
DOJ.
Yes, the federal DOJ. Yes, the federal DOJ, Merrick Garland's DOJ, the U.S. DOJ.
If it doesn't happen, it's Merrick and Dominic break in my heart.
Come on, man. But they're already looking into it, right? I mean, they have impaneled a grand jury for that specific purpose. So that is part of the equation. Now, that stuff isn't part necessarily. I'm sure that the panel, the J6 committee, will address the fraudulent electors. I have every confidence that they will do that.
I need dates and time out of you, Salvia. I mean,
they'll do it. Yeah, I get you, man. J6 will address.
More specific?
All right, I'm going to have to cut you off, sir. You're kind of over-talking the host here. J6 will address the fraudulent electors. But we got Maggie Dawn back. Maggie, I don't know if you heard. Crudy, I'll let you say it. You're lamenting the fraudulent electors.
Yeah, what about the fraudulent electors? That, if nothing else, we need to get to the bottom of that. Right, Maggie Dawn? How you doing, sister?
I'm good, brother. I totally agree. We are fully through the looking glass. We've got a former Supreme Court justice here locally that thinks he should now head the Elections Commission, a Republican head of the nonpartisan, or I should say equally balanced partisan election commission, resigns in a huff because Ron Johnson is calling him. I mean, so one of the things that I just want to emphasize here that's going to sound really pedantic and boring, but it is the whole point. Whether you're talking about a government or a corporation or a nonprofit board, those organizations succeed or fail primarily based upon how well their governance rules are observed by those that are involved in the organization. And what does governance mean? I mean, what's someone's role and responsibility? And do they stay within that role and responsibility? Do they take it seriously? Do they fulfill their duties and obligations? What you're seeing are actors completely out of their lanes and effectively chaos. The whole prospect of this alternate slate of electors, one could argue, is itself treasonous. And oh, by the way, these are folks that are longtime party delegates, people that want to become officials within our electoral system, as if that's somehow a good qualification for that, including one of the current Wisconsin election commissioners. It is complete insanity. When you are an election commissioner, your role and responsibility is to reasonably interpret our election laws to provide guidance that is consistent statewide to ensure the fair and nonpartisan administration of our election system. And one of those people who has that job was one of Wisconsin's fake electors. Sounds criminal to me. I agree with you, Mike.
Well, hardly boring, Maggie Dawn, but I'm going to put you down also for a little dose of filibuster. Have a great one. Thanks for joining.
All right. Thanks, Crudy. Be safe out there, young man. So we do know, and correct me if I'm wrong, Maggie Dawn, that the Garland, there's a DOJ has a grand jury looking into the false elector situation, right? So my question is, especially after, you know, hearing Dana Nessel from Michigan, apparently considering some investigation of her own here in Wisconsin, Josh Call, do you think he should be getting on this if he hasn't yet, some sort of state investigation? I know the WEC said nothing to see here, but I'm not clear that they were looking at the same thing that Call would be looking at.
They're not an investigatory agency. It's not the role of the WEC. That is so clearly Josh Call's job, but despite that he may have a small D after his name, I'm not sure Josh Call really knows what his job is, because it took him, gee whiz, how long to come up with a database of the sex assault kits that haven't been processed? I'm just saying. So I don't know who's giving Josh advice about what to investigate and what not
to. If you were giving Josh advice, Maggie, what would it be?
That's an excellent question. Hey, Josh, why don't you investigate these false electors? That might be a good place to look. Let's investigate whom they were talking to that are current sitting elected officials. Ask for those text messages, maybe. You know, get those open records requests out there so that they can't go about destroying the records. Which, by the way, for everyone that's listening, yeah, open records laws in Wisconsin, real interesting beast. Because the Republicans under Scott Walker slightly rewrote the rules.
Yeah, slightly.
They don't really apply to them. Gotta love that.
Maggie Dawn, our friend, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, and a badass. We appreciate you coming around and talking some trash with us, Maggie Dawn. Hope to see you on Thursday at the Coin. First one's on me. Also want to thank Pat Kreitlow, UpNorthNewsWI.com, for stepping in for Crudy while he was out on the road. I want to thank all of our fair audience. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Evan. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Come back tomorrow. It is hump day, and it will be J6 Eve. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Don't mess with the devil, buddy. We're number one. We beat anybody. We're the devils.